WWIB. Mabel Louise, so delightful to see you.
Good to
and
be here.
You were listening to the graduation last night. You were telling me as you were going around watering flowers, you go in and out and in and out. And here,
I listened for about 25 minutes, and then I ran out and watered the flowers and came back in and listened some more. It was wonderful.
It was terrific.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Caleb did a good job.
Indeed. People only knew how much went into getting that ready and preparing all the Zoom calls with the school. And the school was so excited about doing this, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're really excited for them.
It was a pleasure to be able to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
I'll go ahead and say
ma'am.
Good morning to those out there that are listening. Say, have you noticed the beautiful leaves on the trees? All hand-washed by our Lord. Yeah, we just had a recent rain, and everything is so plush and so green and nice. Don't you love this time of the year? And by the way, I have to report, the robins had their babies, and they've headed from my front porch and the shrub to live in the woods. I just have to tell you a story because it has to do with the station. Years ago, I brought two messages on the lessons to learn from Mr. and Mrs. Robin. Well, as a result, a listener hand-carved a wooden image of a robin and sent it to me as a gift. That wooden image was about 8 inches tall and so beautifully painted. I placed it next to a large basket of flowers and I enjoyed it for years. And one day I mentioned having it in my Bible study group, and I learned from one of the members that it was her relative that made it and sent it to me. And then a few years later, the artist's son came to our church as a new born-again believer. So we got acquainted, and I told him about his dad's wooden robin. And he was so startled to learn that I had something from his father. And by the way, he was adopted. And so guess what I did? I gave the robin to him, and he was so thrilled. Well, I've entitled my message today as A Father's Leadership in the Home. You know, Father's Day and Children's Day is fast approaching. My verse today is Proverbs 23:24-25. It's a good one. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Isn't that a good verse? Well, it's summertime, isn't it? And the children are out of school now. And the family has even more chances to be together and enjoy one another. And I've heard so many testimonies from parents saying that being housebound from the coronavirus has really been a blessing. So summertime is a perfect time to make time. Not just take time, but make time to have devotions and to teach the children to love the Lord and actually confirm their faith. One problem is that there's a tendency to allow the children to do their own thing, like using their video games and watching TV and taking part in sports, or maybe just being with their friends. And with all of those activities, it leaves very little time to teach spiritual things. So today I want to emphasize how urgent it is to have the father of the home take his responsibility as being the spiritual leader of the home. I think actually that's one of the weaknesses of our country today, that there is a lack of men leading their home. And from the beginning of time, God, our Heavenly Father, has been in charge. Jesus said many times that he obeyed his Father. This was an example of the way God planned for the order in the home. You see, a father is the trainer, along with the mother, of course. Here's a good verse. Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. You remember the reading in the scriptures that Jesus was down at the celebration for Passover with his parents. They went down in a group of people and came back home the same way, because along the path that they take were robbers who would jump out from the rocks and rob the people. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan? He was robbed and beaten and left for dead, but he was traveling alone, and that was a no-no. Well, remember that the last verse in that portion of scripture says that Jesus, as a boy, went down to Nazareth, and he was subject, meaning disciplined, and responsible to his parents. Listen to these verses found in Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it might be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That word nurture means discipline, and the word admonition means instruction. If a soldier refused to obey, there would be chaos on the battlefield. A soldier must obey all those who have authority over him. Of course, they learn early in boot camp to follow the orders. Well, after a soldier learns to obey orders, then he can be promoted in the ranks, maybe even to be a commander, but for sure a leader. And so it is the same with the family. Each father takes the responsibility of leadership in the home. And of course, the scriptures are replete with verses of instructions teaching a child discipline. Because remember this, all of us, every person, is born in sin. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So let me just give you a few verses, most of them found in Proverbs. In fact, I think all of them that I chose are taken from Proverbs. How about chapter 13? He that spareth the reed hateth his son. But he that loves him chastens him many times. And I have reading from one of the another translation, which uses the word reed instead of rod, which is proper. Parents often used the stem of a tall weed that grew around water. The Nile, when I stood by the Nile in Egypt, it was full of reeds along the edges. And they can grow, oh my goodness, twice as high as I am. And the stem of the reed was soft, but yet strong enough to use as a means of chastening a child. And then, excuse me, Proverb 19 says, "Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying." Here's another good one. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the reed of correction shall drive it far from him. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you whip him with the rod, he shall not die, or the reed, I should say. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Now that doesn't mean to hurt him, but to let it sting so he knows he doesn't want it again. And then it says, the reed and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Correct your son, and he shall give you rest. Yea, you shall give delight and have delight in your soul. I have to smile because I remember Dr. McGee, who used to be on our station here for years, and he spoke often on leadership in the home and children. And I remember he said many times, "I think that the Board of Education should be applied to the seat of learning whenever it is needed." And he also added the story of the father spanking the little boy and saying, "Son, this hurts me more than it hurts you." And the boy replying, "Yeah, but not in the same place." Notice that in the statement, excuse me, "bring your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord," it's so important to say that you are administering discipline in the name of the Lord. From all of this, we know parents are to teach their children scriptures and then live a Christ-like life before them. Children grow up so fast, it's imperative that you start training them when they're very young. And it's more important than you're taking time off to golf or go fishing. Make time while you can. I'll close with this illustration. You've heard me give it before, but it's so good. It reminds me of a story of a father who regretted that he didn't take time to enjoy his son. He told of how it was his birthday. He was in his office in the home. His son came in and said, "Happy birthday, Dad. Let me give you 35 kisses, one for each of your birthdays." So I was so busy and right in the middle of bookkeeping, and I said, "Some other time, son. Not now. I'm too busy." Later that same day, the son went swimming with the neighborhood kids, and he was drowned in the lake. The father went on to say, you can imagine how many times I've wished I had taken time to receive those 35 kisses, and how many times I wish I could leave the office work and be with my son again. Yes, they grow up fast, and they do have accidents, and we do have regrets. So I would say as I close, please make time to spend with your children and lead them for the glory of the Lord. Remember, a good father reflects the love of the Heavenly Father. Been good to be with you. Bye-bye.